music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Wow. Well, well, everybody, here we are again today on this Saturday excursion to the world of reality, and doing away with that dystopia viewpoint that is unfortunately 99% of the time everywhere around us, a fake world, a world of disunity, and a world of confusion, a Babylonian captivity, to be sure. Well, today, we're doing the broadcast live on May 20th, and it's hard to believe, again, it's hard to believe that we have now reached this point. I mean, here we are almost in June, and it's starting to warm up where I am, and it's starting to warm up politically, internationally, globally, and spiritually as well. So, I'm just going to, I tell you, we have so much to talk about today and some clips, so much that I'm just going to read this one verse of scripture that will set the tone, for everything that we're seeing now to create this whole world vision of peace, of love, of prosperity, and of safety. And of course, it comes from the Apostle Paul, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, in the original King James Version. For when they shall say, peace and safety, and peace and prosperity, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape the wrath of God. Well, folks, you know, peace and safety is what Satan is going to bring. And his little children, his little tools, whether they be good or bad, are not serving God. They're not serving him. They're serving this plan to bring about this global economic, political, and religious union. And when that fails, you know who comes. Satan himself and his minions, his supernatural entities, will be telling us that this is peace and this is Jesus' return. Well, he's telling us it ain't. It's fake, it's phony, and no matter what best laid plans for such are laid, they will all fail because he is the only one who can bring peace, true peace and truth, and that is what peace is all about. God ruling, not men, and certainly not the sons of Cain. So with that note, bear in mind, we'll be talking about Trump and his travels to certain cities in the Middle East, what that's all about, and we'll be talking a lot about how it all adds up, really. It all comes to the same focal point that we've been talking about for 14 years on these programs. So let me bring him up this week. He's with us today again, and he'll be away next weekend and Memorial Day weekend, and that's Art in Philly. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick, and hello, RBN. Great to be back.
Thank you, and thank those who contributed, by the way, to our pledge drive on my program time and also on the other programs here. And I know that the numbers may be fewer and fewer, but somehow it's still coming in, and we're still here. The program is here, the network is here, and, you know, God is working among us. So thank you all. Believe me, it's very deeply appreciated. So, Art, you know, we've been watching and listening to what happened in the last week or so since we were on the air, and how this latest twist of events that naturally will not go away just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and it all has to do with this cast of characters that we've been hearing about evolved around Trump and his campaign. and his hirings and his discussions purportedly with Putin, and going back now really into the 1980s and 90s. They're bringing this all up. And it's reminiscent of Watergate, you know, and I know Pat Buchanan has talked about it because he was a speechwriter for Richard Nixon, as you know. Others have talked about it. Others are predicting that Trump will be gone sometime this summer, that he will resign in somewhat of a disgrace. And still others are saying this is a ruse. This is a distraction from bigger things to come. So we don't know. We really don't know. But so far, you know, we know one thing, is that that city of Jerusalem, is at the bottom of just about every single part of this hoax. And this is why I've been saying right from the beginning, when you hear about intel, you hear about deep state, you hear about all of these leaks that are supposedly emanating from within the government, and naturally through the New York Times, the Washington Post, you think Mossad. Sure enough, this past week, even all of the bought and paid for networks came out and admitted that the deep state's illegally leaking all of these classified memos and information that allegedly exist about Trump and about Flynn and about Comey, all of them were basically coming from the Mossad in Israel. Did you happen to catch that, Art?
I did hear part of it. But through Israel, it came through John McCain, and it came through, I think, Nancy Pelosi's daughter. I think her first name's Catherine Pelosi, who was the first one who brought up the issue. And now you hear Chuckie Schumer and one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talking about impeachment. And the funny thing is, Pelosi says there's nothing to it. We shouldn't be trying an impeachment over this. It's groundless. What they should be doing is looking at mikvah, organized crime here, and talk about cleaning up the swamp. I mean, that's what he was brought in there to do, is drain the swamp. Mm-hmm. And he needs to be reminded that swamp is trying to drain him now like a vampire.
Right. Well, you know, that's true, very true, that all of them are suspect in Congress. And for Congress to have an investigation with look what's on the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Justice Committee, the same people that have been responsible for selling America down the drain, they are conducting this so-called, as he calls it, a witch hunt, and I don't doubt anything about it that he says so far. It is a witch hunt. But look at the people now that are brought in. Mr. Mueller from the FBI. And all I've done is dig on Robert Mueller, and I've been looking at his sordid past, how he was in over 2 years extra beyond the 10-year limit of the FBI director. One of the first things he did was to continue a cover-up of Waco. He covered up Ruby Ridge and the massacre there. He covered up a whole history and litany with Gordon Call and others in the past of FBI sting operations, involvement with this whole business of fighting ISIS, 9/11. So this guy is going to be basically Mr. Impartial. He's going to be a stellar chairman who is going to be an impartial investigator and inquisitor as to what really happened with regard to Russiagate and Trumpgate. Can you believe it? It's like bringing Henry Kissinger back.
Right. Well, you made one mispronunciation there. It's J-U-S-T-U-S, just us, not justice.
I know. Well, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be what? Funny.
Right. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here, but I don't think they have any basis for it. And the reality is, if he was so close to Russia, why did he almost get us into a nuclear conflict with him over North Korea? Does that sound like someone who's have that close of a relationship with him? I don't think so.
Well, you judge really them by their works, you know? The works are there, as you say. I mean, rhetoric means nothing, and we know that they're good performers. You know, they're good actors. Trump himself's a great actor. All these people who wind up in the White House, from Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, all of them, essentially, with few exceptions, are great celebrities, great performers. You know, they've actually mastered the art of, you know what, BS. Right. So, I mean, they can read a script. Sure, they can act it out. They can follow it. Sometimes they do get a little bit out of line. We saw that with Nixon, and we saw that with a couple of others. You know, Jimmy Carter wasn't meant to stay, but he was an intermediary link to bring about this whole new age, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said, you know, in his book Between Two Ages. So, no, it's no surprise. The thing is that when they openly admit, and I saw Lying Lester say it himself, that Israel was the source, I said, this is Eureka time, just in time for Mr. Trump to take his visit to the mini-state and to powwow along with Saudi Arabia, client state, tied to the hip to Israeli policy, and then on to the Vatican. An eight-day stint, and there he is in Saudi Arabia, you know, this morning, having a good powwow, making another deal when the Saudis are actually deeply invested now in apparently in the Texas oil business, as I was sharing with you this morning. So yeah, it's very interesting to see these arms deals that are being wrapped up right now. They're in the hundreds of billions of dollars for war, for profiting, and for continuing to build this empire.
Wow. So when you mentioned as far as the arms deals, I guess you heard about Jared Kushner actively getting involved with the negotiation for the Saudi Arabian arms deal with Lockheed to talk directly to Mary Eusen, their CEO, and say, give us a better deal.
Here you go. That's one of them. You know, that's a major, right. Major cog in the wheel.
Right, and he's also actively involved to keep Chris Christie out of any role within the federal government as a rebuttal for what Christie did to prosecute his father for, made him a convicted felon for fraud.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's really interesting.
There is hope. You know, there is hope that we may have Mr. Lieberman as head of the FBI.
Which Lieberman were you talking about?
Well, we're not talking about Ron Lieberman. We're talking about Senator Lieberman. Who else? Who else would be a stellar head of this Bureau of Investigation? You know, again, one of the tribe, you know, one of the key members in this sellout of this country, this parceling off of America with a K, and, you know, his name is being floated about by the administration as being a permanent replacement, you know, for Comey, at least for the 10-year period. So, you know, it's no surprise. It's just... it just gets deeper and deeper. So there are no heroes here. I think what I'm trying to say is there are no heroes. There are no men in shining armor or white coats. They're all basically either dark or darker, black or blackest. And again, you have to look at the evidence of what they're doing. They're really sowing confusion here and disruption. And out of confusion, you know what? And chaos comes what? Order. So there's no surprise here. None at all.
So when Trump goes over there to Israel, I'm sure he's basically setting up the agenda and the visitation list for all the people who are going to go there on their junkets in August. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out in about 2 months from now. So,
well, we have Jared Kushner, who, as you know, his son-in-law, is actively involved now in all foreign policies. And he is their point man. From Israel itself. I mean, he's one of the tribe. He and Ivanka serve in this White House as the key go-betweens in all of the minutiae that's going on between right now with Turkey, Saudi Arabia, what is happening with Yemen, particularly the slaughters, the massacres that are taking place there with American connivance. It's just, it's outlandish. And of course, Syria is the key here. What will befall the world over Syria, Russia, and the United States? These are very serious times we live in and very key times that we live in that we need to be able to study and see in light of the scriptures how close that we are to this point. Now, I'm going to play some audio, very brief, in one segment later, and it's going to spell out exactly what it is that Trump has said he would like to accomplish in bringing religions together in the Middle East, all of the three major religions. And this in itself is very, very powerful stuff. You know, this means a new world order of tolerance, peace and safety, and love. And, you know, when you hear those words with these guys running the show, you run as fast as you can in the opposite direction. I'm not surprised. But look at it. You mentioned John McCain. He's popping up again now. He's in all of the news along with Lindsey Graham. These are the guys who are leading the charge against Trump, okay? There's no rapprochement. There is no, there's no room in between. They definitely want to start a war with Russia. I think they've shown by their actions they're willing to go that length. So what will it take? The powder keg will come out. The evidence will come out. In the meantime, what we saw, like within the last 2 weeks, with these hacks across the United States, Europe particularly, not here so much in the United States, but we saw what was happening with the hacking that was taking place, the shutting down of electrical systems in hospitals across England and France and other countries. This too, I believe, came directly from the Mossad and Intel. And it is a trial run of what will happen when an EMP attack is launched, when a total shutdown of not only the grid, but we're talking satellite, we're talking cell phone communications, we're talking all basic communications that will shut down when that time comes. These are little trial balloons, Art. This is what I'm predicting right here on this program today.
Well, it certainly indicates that somebody's trying to start a war, and usually they're trying to do this when there's a major economic financial crisis as a distraction and a way to get us into some turmoil, just like they did with the mortgage-backed meltdown back in 2008. So I see that coming about, and a war is a perfect way for those finance guys to have everybody else pay for their mistakes. So yeah, I see that's part of what's really going on here. Look at the financial markets being in such dire straits. That's what I see is about ready to happen.
Surely. Yeah, I think that's obvious, isn't it? We've never seen it as bad this summer. We're expecting to see 4,000 retailers close. We're expecting to see even some of the gambling institutions have cut back because they, too, are seeing a flow of dollars that has diminished. Simply, there is no money. There is no liquidity, as we've said time and again on these programs. So there are many hidden dynasties that are now coming out. The economic is most important of all, and the political upheaval, political turmoil in the world, all of these things, militaristic adventurism, terror, and most of all, the deception that keeps the people in the dark through the media and the press. So I think, all of this now is so apparent that there is no independent media. There is absolutely no way that the American public, who is not savvy, can understand what it is that's happening to them. They don't know what's coming and what will come, but they need to know. And those that God wants to know, he will let them know. I mean, we're very blessed on these programs here that we are prepared. We are prepared more than anybody else to understand what will befall this nation and what will come to the world scene, you know, before the very end. I mean, we're in that period now where we're entering the summer, and this could be a very, very difficult summer for many reasons, Art. So
I would agree with you. I would say that we're basically ready to see the same riots we saw back during the Vietnam War era. And I think you're already seeing the beginning of that happening, like out there in Berkeley, what's going on in Chicago now with the major debt and the teachers protesting. Just heard Rahm Emanuel got short-term financing for over $400 million just so they can get through the school year.
Wow. It's amazing, folks. The time bomb is a ticking, and the clock is a ticking as well. We'll be back. And you can join Rick Adams Uncensored and Art. We will return, folks. Stay with us.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, okay, folks. Come on, let's rev it up. You can dial in, too, with your thoughts here. But this first hour here, we're concentrating on what is now swirling around Washington. Again, these so-called hidden sources, these anonymous sources that just managed to be picked up immediately by the Washington Post, as they call it, the New York Times, and all of the establishment, Intel, CIA, Mossad, media moguls, just happens to be the talk of the town. So, yes, there are distractions here. Yes, there is something bigger brewing, as I've just alluded to with Art. But you know what? The most important thing is, what is the bottom line? And this is what I wanted to say last week, and we talked so much that we didn't even have time. The bottom line, Art, as you just alluded yourself, is how this will evolve into a full-scale confrontation with the kings of the North, particularly Russia. Now, no, I mean, Scripture tells us 2,500 years ago that we would have this war against Israel, that is, true Israel, America, in Bible prophecy. And now we're seeing how all of this preconditioning of the minds of the American public is playing out. Whether or not there's any truth to it has nothing to do with it. It's the thought that counts. It's the implantation and repetition and the concept of brain control that leads to a war. And that's what they did in the 1930s. As you recall, with the Japanese and the Germans, and this phobia, this Germanophobia, this Japophobia was everywhere in the media at the time, in the movies. It was certainly played up in radio, and only a handful of people were still able to get on the air, on radio, and speak the truth. Of course, one of them was Father Coughlin, but he was driven off the air as well. So, you know, again, it's there's a reason here, and there's a purpose behind it. Doesn't have to be anything to it, but what's behind it? And the question, again, comes down to when is the war going to begin and how? And I've said this before, but it will take a multi-pronged attack on the world. It will not be just America here or Europe. It will be the handiwork of the Mossad, the synagogue of Satan, behind all of this. That's why Jesus said the city will be totally destroyed when he comes. There'll be nothing left of it. So, your thoughts. Go ahead.
Well, if you look historically, I would suspect that there is going to be a conflict. It would happen in the fall, just like it's historically happened in the past. When you talk about the kingdom of the north from the Bible,
yeah,
I believe when you actually look at the geography, they're actually talking about Turkey. But Turkey is part of the
Mosul. Yeah, they're part of it. You know, you're right. Turkey and Russia, and we're going to see, well, unfortunately, the Arab-Persian nation are going to be drawn into this thing, and the United States is going to be caught in the middle. But go ahead. Right. Continue.
Well, the other thing is most people, we keep on hearing about ISIS, but ISIS is really Saudi Arabia. Think about this for a minute. Which country has a tradition of cutting people's hands off for stealing, chopping people's heads off? There's only one country in the Middle East that does that, and that's the Saudi Arabians. So, you know, when you talk about what ISIS is doing in Syria, what ISIS is doing in Yemen, and then you look at the fact that who the largest military, who spends the most on military expenditures throughout the planet, China and Russia are first and second, and Saudi Arabia is number three. Russia's only number four. Okay? So what fascinates me is how much media we've gotten up to this day saying, oh, ISIS is such a terrible thing. Nobody's talking about it. It's actually a nothing but a front for Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's why the Saudis now are so protected today. It's interesting. You don't hear the bashing that used to take place years ago when it was convenient, particularly in the 70s and 80s. One of the clips I'm going to play is by Dory Gold. Dory Gold was one of those who was writing about the kingdom of hate in the 1980s. And now he's taking a different tack because, as you recall, Bibi Netanyahu, when he came to the White House, one of the key things that he mentioned in his press conference was that, for once, the first time in the history of the Arab-Israeli, as he called it, conflict, is that now we have Arab nations, Arab governments fighting against a common enemy. And that enemy is ISIS, which they created. The Israeli government, the Saudi government funds it, the United States government funds it. So, bingo, there you go. The Saudis are the perfect, perfect hip shooters. All right, let's come back to that, Art. We will in just a moment, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Well, here we are, folks. We are back. And the more we look into things, the more fascinating it becomes. But Art and I are just just exploring these options now. That if you look at the whole world, everything just went down the drain, quite a notch with the implantation of Donald Trump in many ways. Now, it was not good, obviously, under any of the previous administrations, but now that zag has appeared, Art. You know, we have gone from one extreme to the other. Both of them. One is an action, the other a reaction to the previous action. We're headed down the same path toward interventionist self-destruction, as we were since World War I. But now we've taken a new tack, that this very end of the end road is that Donald Trump, the sixth Trump, so to speak, of the Book of Revelation, is now ready to do something no other president has done. Now, he's taken this trip, the first of any kind for this administration, overseas for 8 days, and we know he goes from Saudi Arabia to the Zionist Strip and then on to the Vatican. There are some very deep religious overtones here that we must understand. I can guarantee that the Holocaust Museum, when he gets to Israel, will definitely be his first visit or his first occurrence there, you know? But what is he going to do? He's trying to do something that he said nobody else has succeeded at, but he intends to succeed. And this is bringing together the whole world, as he says, bringing together the whole world to fight, quote, ISIS, fight terror, and to bring peace and security or safety to our planet. Now, this is the stuff of which dictatorships are made. In the past, they've always come down to this. Only now, it's a whole planet that now faces this option. You see? It's not just the West. It's not just the West against the East. Now it's everybody in between, and the whole world now, first time, is involved. So these are the questions that we have to look at. You mentioned Saudi Arabia and how that whole, basically that whole government is a crypto-Judaic government. It is a government that was actually started, the current family and the King Fahds and so forth, go back really to the 1920s and 30s. And Roosevelt's administration, the handlers of Roosevelt, had a hand in that as well before the World War II era.
Right, the British Club. Yeah. So the question is how it's going to affect America over the next year or so is really a big issue. Is Trump able to pull off getting America in a war? I think basically Americans are fed up with going into another war. So,
well, they are. What's to stop them from doing it to us as they did with two other world wars? American people never approved of World War One nor World War Two. In fact, both Wilson and Roosevelt campaigned in their term that would come in that war period against war.
Right.
But who controlled the media? Who controlled the disinformation? Who was warning us about Germany? Who was warning us about Japan? And now who's warning us about Russia when Russia was their hero? You know?
Right.
It's the mafia.
Right. Now, one thing, recently I just saw two things, watched a little bit of TV. One is they're actually talking about this show, you know, about how Germany really abused the Jewish community. What's missing from that is nobody talks about how the Jewish community abused the German people.
Wow.
Right. The other one
elaborate,
they talked about.
Please elaborate on that. I'm very, very curious.
Well, I mean, they were ones who brought about Wilson coming into the war. They were the ones who brought about, after the First World War, the financial collapse and, you know, them enriching themselves with their banking system over there. They were the ones who basically were directly involved with what they called the Bavarian Revolution in 1840, where they came over here and supported Abraham Lincoln Springsteen to become president of the United States. As an example,
you say that was the Bavarian
Revolution.
Okay, Avenue, yeah, right, and that was where you had the Illuminists. That's where you had Albert Pike and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now the other show they talked about was again about ultra right groups, and who put it on there? The Zionist Public Radio, NPR, okay, run by the Annenberg Institute, and they had the Southern Poverty Law Center talking about how these ultra-right groups were up against, you know, basically the Bundys and their situation, and how we must defend America.
Right.
And it's like, what a bunch of propaganda, man. Actually, I mean, they do it every day. And then tied to that, I heard on the news, you know, about Boise, Idaho, and they have to honor Anne Frank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's after, you know, the thing was going on with White Fist Mountain, with the hate programs with the ADL. So what one can see up there is no different than Capone when he's taking over Cicero, Illinois, during the Capone era, is you're seeing the Jewish mafia going into the Pacific Northwest in places like Boise, Idaho, and using their propaganda. We have to be tolerant. We have to tolerate diversity, right? As we destroy your community, take over your banking system, get a hold of all your real estate, and, you know, economically and, you know, socially ruin everybody here. Flood it with drugs, on down the line.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, and I keep thinking about, you know, some of the Hollywood moguls and their stooges that were actually working for the mob. But Frank Sinatra was a good example. As you know, he was tied directly into the Cosa Nostra, and you had Sammy Davis and some of the others, Peter Lawford, you know, the Rat Packers as well. But I'm thinking about post-war, 1947, they produced a short film, and it was called The House I Live In. And it was all about, quote, anti-Semitism and how you should look in your community for any hint of anti-Semitism. This was produced by the mob, and Frank Sinatra hosted it. Now, it's interesting because this fellow that I know, who's actually a writer, I've known him and for a long time through the film hobby, he's of German extraction. He lives in somewhere in Illinois, and he told me about how when in his particular neighborhood, there was the first appearance of some Arabs to move into the neighborhood. Guess who was leading the brigade to keep them out? It was the Jewish moguls. So this is so amusing because, you see, the shoe is always on that foot. And here they are, as you said, preaching tolerance and love and the ADL, and we should have no place for hatred. And they turned out to be the haters all along.
Right. Right, as they taught Norway there, that we are going to basically reform Norway through Joan Spector to teach them diversity. And they've become so diverse, they've gotten fed up, and they're basically exporting 40,000 immigrants right now. So that's how well that diversity thing works. Okay.
Well, and here he's visiting Israel, and where's the diversity there?
Right. Right.
Well, there is none. I mean, you know, Christians are, if they even dare to bring a New Testament into what they call Israel proper, they will have their Bible confiscated, or they will be put on a plane and sent right back, as they have done to many so-called missionaries who were told to stay out of the so-called Holy Land. So I don't see that much tolerance there, do you?
Well, there's a name for it. It's called the Promised Land of Organized Crime. And getting back to Sinatra, who was his next-door neighbor? Walter Annenberg, whose father was the founder of organized crime with Al Capone at the National Crime Syndicate, okay, who's also set up National Public Radio talking about how we got to support diversity in the Pacific Northwest. So we can let the mafia come in there and take over all the assets and take over the community.
Nice deal.
Right, right. But what's interesting is most people don't see, we've been brainwashed with the media to the point people cannot see what's happening right in front of them in their own communities. And I've seen it being
that's true. That's very true, the way you put it, because that's where they function, is in their own neighborhood.
Right.
And they can't see it. You're right. Give us another example of that, because I can relate to you, and I think we can all relate to that fact.
Well, okay. Abington, Pennsylvania is run by the Jewish mafia. Okay, they're the ones supporting their Place for Hate program.
Right.
And getting one of their commissioners out, another commissioner, what's his name, Stephen Klein, basically screams at me at the poll, says, why don't we go back to the good old days when Meyer Lansky was here? He's my hero.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's one of the commissioners there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm openly, brazenly making that statement.
Yes, openly. He's one of the commissioners for the township. It's run by the Jewish mafia. Another example was where I live, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. That's run by the mafia. It's more the Italian mafia, but it's right above it is Sheldon Adelson, who's working with Pasquale Dion. Pat Dion is its abbreviation. And they're co-owners of the Sands Casino in Bethlehem, where Paul Tepetti was running into the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this Bucks County Republican Party came to power through working with Herbie Barnes and Walter Annenberg in covering up the JFK assassination, working with Kurt Meyer.
Yeah.
And they pretty much control the politics of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and that's where Rod Rosenstein came from and a host of others in this administration now and in previous administration. Just go back to Obama and you can go back to Bush.
Right.
You can go back to all of them, really, when you come right down to it.
Right.
From W on, it was pretty apparent, wasn't it? From W. Bush right on to the present.
Yes, agreed. Okay. And Reagan also. Okay.
Well,
you're right. Right. When you mentioned George Herbert Walker Bush, I put on No Place for Corruption, basically had a fundraiser for Orlin Specter. And who was there as supporting the fundraiser was none other than Walter Annenberg with the Moses L. Annenberg Fund to support the reelection of Orlin Specter, who was head of the Senate Committee for Just Us. Not Justice, Just Us. So,
I get you. It's certainly a good play on words. Well, let's take a call in between here. Let's take a call from Barb, I believe, and bring her up. Hi, Barb. Welcome.
Oh, hi, gentlemen. A lot of issues going on. My first issue is taking down the statues in New Orleans. And I hope everybody will call that rotten, lousy mayor, Mitchell Landrieu, whose family, you know, is very powerful in New Orleans. And I heard on another program that he was looking to get a cabinet position if Hillary got elected. And he started this whole movement with the statues to get more support for his for him, I guess, and to get a bigger black turnout. Anyway, the number for the mayor is 504-658-4900. 504-658-4900. And he needs to be bombarded with calls about destroying our heritage and our culture. And, you know, what right did he have to politicize the situation there, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, they're doing it everywhere now in Virginia, you know, taking down symbols of the Confederate flag again and moving the symbols to a museum, which, you know, again, it's part of the Civil War in America being driven by these same forces we're talking about, forces of hate. And that's all they want to do is stir up hatred between the races and to create the new Civil War scenario. They're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, has quite an article about Lincoln, if anybody would like to look that one up.
Oh, yeah, gosh, I've been following him lately. He's been getting a little better,
Oh, boy. another issue.
Thanks for your call, my friend. Okay, Barb in Florida. Yeah, this we talk about, what is it, the head of the NAACP stepping down now. That's in the news as well, and there have been some heads of the NAACP, Art, over the years, which, as you know, the NAACP was actually founded by one of these Kenites for the purposes that I've just mentioned, to stir up racial hatred in the United States against whitey. Well, you know, some of the chapter leaders or chapter heads of the NAACP locally got a little bit wise over the years, and they started to question the Jewish role in the funding and setting up of these organizations. And guess what happened to them?
They got thrown out.
Bet your life.
Right.
They got taken down.
They asked the question, who is Jacob Schiff, founder of the NACP, National Association of Colored People, and also the founder of the Anti-Defamation League, and the founder of the Federal Reserve Banking System, one of the founders. So they asked the right questions. They got too close to the truth.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to do that. So much for tolerance, so much for our black brothers and so forth. You know, I mean, we're not supposed to really hate people just because of their skin color. We're not supposed to hate them because they're different. You know, they're all God's creation. The fact of the matter is these people who say they are God's children, who say they were born of Abraham's seed and they follow Abraham, are the ones that are stirring the pot. Those who say they are preaching tolerance and love. So, obviously, as you were alluding to a moment ago, it all starts in the neighborhood. When people send their little kiddies off to the public schools, they don't know if they're going to come home. They don't know if they're going to come home in the afternoon because of the wild scenarios that are now taking place everywhere in our country. Now, in my state here in Providence, it is totally, and I mean completely off the radar of the local media. Because I happen to know from an inside source, very close to me, what's going on because of the complaints of the teachers' unions now that are coming in daily, constantly, about violence, threats, beating of teachers, time off for teachers. They're out with sick leave. They don't want to teach. They want to leave. They want to get their pension. They want to take off. This is an everyday occurrence in the inner city schools. You don't hear the mayor talking about it. He wouldn't dare. He wants to build more schools with more taxpayers' money and more bond issues. Another $40, $50, $60 million to tear down buildings that are all destroyed from within, you know, and outdated. You don't hear anybody in the local media, the Sinclair Broadcasting, WJAR, Channel 10 or Channel 12, you know, because it's not kosher. You don't talk about real issues. You talk about nonsense. And this is why people in the local community don't know what's happening. And they don't, you know, and I don't want to sound too down, Art. I know I sound that way, but I'm only telling people the truth. Fact is, they don't care. If there's nothing in it for them, they don't make a dime off of it. They're having too much fun. That's all that matters is fun and pleasure. And it says that in the book of Timothy as well. These last days. Okay, we'll come back, folks, with more calls.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and Joe Lieberman is waiting to be at the helm of the FBI. Anyway, Art and I are having a little bit of fun here as well as talking serious issues, and I want to go into the next hour if you can stay, Art, excuse me, because what I want to do is play a couple of clips about some of these Israeli points of view about Mr. Trump and what's going to happen in the Middle East, and also this one pretty good audio clip from a Christian organization that is telling us about what, in fact, Mr. Trump says he's out to accomplish. These are very, very important times and very important signs of the times, folks. These are signals of the end. That Jesus said, you watch for the city of Jerusalem and watch world events. And the coming together of the religious community, more than anything, is one of those dynasties that have been basically hidden from the eyes of most people who are totally preoccupied right now with having fun. And that's it. They want to live. They want to pay their bills if they can and they can't. And then have a little bit of relaxation. And who can blame them? This is why these sons of Cain can do whatever it is they do right in front of them. And the people have no clue as to what's going on. None. So let's see. Now, before we come up against the top of the hour, Art, let's take a couple of calls, all right? Let's start with Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank. You're up.
Yeah. Hey, Rick and Art. And, you know, another thing to add on to that is a lot of people, once they find out about the Jewish problem, Zionism, whatever you want to call it, they say, well, we can't do anything about it because it's not all of them. So basically they go into a suicide pact, and they say, well, we just have to let it run its course. We have to be destroyed because, you know, they get this idea in their head, well, it's not all of them. But I would just say it is the Jews. We cannot live with the Jewish people. It's untenable. They will always destroy. I mean, everything that you guys talk about, which you already know, but everything Alex Jones talks about, everything all these people on the alt-right and you know, Patriot media and everything talk about every day, if you just dig just one layer down, you find that Jews are behind 90%+ of it. They make only make up 1% of the population of the world. They laugh about it. They joke about it. They think we're a bunch of dumb goyim. And, you know, I heard two guys on RBN the other night. I'm not going to talk about who they are. One of them's world famous. And they talk for over 50 minutes about everything going on, but they never once mention that it's the Jews. And that's where we are. I mean, even on RBN, people don't want to talk about it because they're scared. Well, maybe a guest won't come back if I talk about it. But you're right. They're short of some higher power intervening. We're done because the people are not willing to stand up. They're like, well, you know, then they'll call us Nazis or maybe they'll think we're bad people. So it comes down, do you want to survive or not? If you want to just keep the status quo and let the Jews rule over us and we just pretend like we don't know who they are, what they're doing, then we are destroyed, period.
Well, I would have to differ on one thing, and that is that it's because the rest of this country, the people who call themselves white Adamic Caucasian people, are in bed with them. They're in bed. They love them. They worship them. And until they get back to worshiping God, not Satan and his children, they'll never have that victory. And that's the crux of the problem, my friend. All right, Frank, thanks for your statement. We will come right back in hour number two. Stay with us if you can, Art, and we will return.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app.
a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.